Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, tell us about the decision makers when it comes to how the beef checkoff is invested.
Absolutely. The men and women responsible for making decisions about checkoff dollars at both the state and national level are volunteers, and they represent all segments of the industry, including the largest base of volunteers represented by cow-calf producers. In fact, more than 70% of the representation on the Federation of State Beef Councils is cow-calf. The structure is designed to ensure that those that pay the beef checkoff direct, review, and approve all checkoff expenditures. The Beef Promotion Operating Committee, which makes the decisions on all national and international programming, is made up of 10 members of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and 10 members of the Federation of State Beef Councils. In looking at its mix, it's about 80% cow-calf producers. I truly don't think you can get much more grassroots than that. But to learn more, we have a series of videos that are at Beef Checkoff 101 on our website at oklabeef.org under Cattleman's Corner, and I think they do a nice job of separating the wheat from the chaff.
Well, nearby cattle contracts barely closed higher, while deferred contracts showed more strength yesterday. There is some anticipation cattle supplies may tighten as the year progresses. Over the past nearly 2 months, cattle weights have been somewhat steady during a time when weights generally increase. Feedlots are optimistic that they will be able to receive higher prices for their cattle this week. Box beef continues to soar, with choice ups $2.54. Select cuts were up $4.19. Orders for Labor Day are strong, with the possibility that plants will not be able to satisfy all of those orders at currently slaughter rates. Hog futures jumped, taking back the losses of the previous 2 days. Futures were over a dollar higher in all contracts through the next year. Even though cash on the National Direct Afternoon Report was down 70 cents, cutouts were sharply higher, gaining $4.82. That should provide further support and should spur packers to step up and purchase hogs more aggressively. Easier wheat prices overnight as all three contracts take a breather from the sharp rally witnessed yesterday. Winter wheat contracts posted gains of 25 to 30 cents, while Minneapolis lagged up 18 cents as intermarket spreads put on the last couple months were unwound. Kansas City and Chicago wheat made a major statement about their technical condition Monday, breaking cleanly above resistance from July 20th. Weaker trade overnight as corn futures give back part of Monday's impressive rally, but remain well inside recent ranges. December corn futures were able to trade at the $5.50 level once again Monday, marking seven straight sessions in which the price was tagged. As agritalk.com pointed out on social media, the average price for December corn for the entire month of July was exactly $5.50.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Lower trade across the soy complex overnight, with losses led by soybeans and soybean meal as the trade react to the surprise improvement in crop conditions yesterday afternoon. We'll check futures prices in a moment. August live cattle up 5 cents, 122.12. October was up 7, 127.27. August feeder cattle up 7, 158.25. September up 17, 161.97. August hogs up $1.30, 107.50. October up $1.47, 89.50. Kansas City wheat, September up 30 and a quarter, 703 and a half. December up 30 and a half, 714 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, September up 25 and three quarters at 729 and a half. December up 26 and a quarter, 739 and a quarter. September corn up 11 and three quarters at 558 and three quarters. December up 14 cents, 559 and a quarter. September soybeans up three quarters at 1356 and a quarter penny.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.